Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of March 2015, and I am your host, Chris Wilson, with another dose of your daily Android news, tips, and tricks. And today's episode is coming, as always, from my desk here in my house. But today it's a bit different because the desk is clean, it's spotless and sparkling, and hopefully that new clarity, space, minimalism, that will hopefully come across in today's episode, and the quality will be even better than normal. If you want to see the desk and the equipment even that I use to record the podcast, then you can head over to droidtoday.com and I'll put the picture that I took straight after I'd tidy up this desk on in the show notes. So you can find that, droidtoday.com. Also, if you want to send us a comment, you can do it on Twitter, @droid_today. And if you'd like to give us a review on iTunes, head over to iTunes. There'll be a link in the show notes. Search for Droid Today and give us a little review or rating. It would help other people to find us. But now, we should really get into the news stories for the day, because there have been some interesting news stories that have come out today. Some about Google, some about Google that don't directly impact Android, but they are going to impact Android. And one story about Cyanogen Mod that is important and could well affect Android in a very different way. So, let's get into the news. Google releases a new Google Store to sell its products. Google Play has had a bigger update with a new, bigger search bar. Google released the Chromebook Pixel, an updated version. And finally, Cyanogen Mod partner with Boxer as an alternative email client. So let's get into the first story, the new Google Store. Previously, of course, the Google Play Store had a section for devices, which is where you could buy your Nexus phones, where you could buy Chromebooks, Android Wear devices, and of course Nest, after Google acquired Nest. Well, now it has spun off into its own web store called the Google Store. It's that's store.google.com if you want to go and see it there. It's a new design, very white, very clear and clean, but it follows much of the similar aesthetics to other Google web pages. Some other big features to notice there. The Nexus 5 has gone from the Google Store. Now you can only get the Nexus 6 if you want a new phone. Maybe some people will be quite upset about that if they wanted a smaller device and were hoping to keep the Nexus 5 around for longer. But the Nexus 5 is getting a bit longer in the tooth, so maybe it makes sense to pass it on. The other big change comes in Chromebooks, which leads us nicely into the next story of the day. Google has released an updated version of the Chromebook Pixel. If you remember, Chromebook Pixel is the high-end Chromebook device that Google put out a few years back, aiming to push Chrome OS into the mainstream. And it was certainly impressive. A really high spec, high pixel number display with touch interface, but limited memory, a high processor, high power processor, which made it quite attractive. But it was also very expensive. You know, it was in the range of MacBook prices rather than laptop prices, like some other Chromebooks. So it was a high-end device to contrast with the lower-end ones. Well, this new updated device has kept the same sort of style with the 3x2 screen. It's still the same high-resolution screen, but there are some changes, some significant, some less obvious. So some of the less obvious ones, it's a 1 millimeter thinner and 0.1 pounds lighter. So that's a tiny difference in size, but there is a difference in size. The more noticeable differences that you'll be able to see are the processor power. It's got the latest i5 and i7 processors, which can rack up huge clock speeds, 2.2 gigahertz and 2.4 gigahertz respectively, which is more than enough for Chrome OS. It comes with either 8 gigabytes of RAM or 16 gigabytes of RAM for the higher end versions. And it also comes with USB-C ports, one of which can serve as a charging port, much the same as it does on the new MacBook, if you remember that was released earlier this week. It also has a higher battery life, a longer battery life, 12 hours of battery life, unlike the 5 hours of the previous version. But it still only has a minimal onboard storage, 32 gigabytes or 64 gigabytes. So there are two different versions. All the lower end spec come in a $999 device. And all the higher end specs with the i7, 64 gigabytes, 16 of RAM storage, 16 gigabytes of RAM, that's in a $1,299 version. It's interesting to see this Pixel device. We heard about it rumored. We heard Sundar Pichai talk about it, it was leaked in a video last week. It wasn't Sundar Pichai, I'm sorry for saying that. And that they're still pushing this developer, this sample device, this device to try and show what Chrome OS could be in a high-powered device. It's also very interesting to see that this is using the same USB 3 cable technology as the MacBook that has come out. Obviously, it's not quite the same. This device is much thicker, is full pound heavier, but it does come with more ports. So I'm sure that some of the people who've been complaining about the fact that the MacBook has only got one port will see this as a much better improvement. I don't really think they're aimed at the same target group. People who would want a MacBook, I don't think would want necessarily the Chromebook Pixel, but still, they're both super light, small devices with great quality screens on both of them. So it's interesting to see this new device coming out now, hot on the trails of the MacBook, actually. Obviously, this has been in development for a long time, but so soon that these two devices, these two big name devices, have come out with some very similar technology within them is interesting to see, and points the direction forward, I guess, of laptops in general, super thin and using USB 3. Some people are also speculating this could be USB-C could be the future charging connection for Android devices. So maybe that would mean that your old USB cables, the ones that you've had for a while, maybe they won't work with the next generation of Android devices. Should be a shame, but possibly it could charge it quicker and some things like that. So interesting to see coming out with a new store as well as this new line of Chromebooks. And it will be interesting to see what happens with the push of merging these OSs as well, if that is indeed happening in the future. Speaking of the Google Play Store, the Google Play app for Android devices has come out now with a new update, and it's brought with it a slightly larger search bar at the top, obviously helping to promote the search function of Google Play. It's more, slightly more obvious as well in the top corner, and you've got this big search bar. It continues the shift in material design of the Play Store. It's nothing huge, but this is, you know, Google showing the way forward as well, and showing the future directions of how apps work and design of these apps. And it's also interesting to see this coming out around the same time as the new Google Store as well. So the final story that we're going to look at today is about Cyanogen. And as I'm sure you're aware, Cyanogen recently came out with that statement that they're trying to take away Android from Google's stranglehold. Obviously, there are some big obstacles in the way of that. A lot of people like Android because of the value they get from Google with it. But Cyanogen have had a few things on their side, such as they recently announced that partnership with Qualcomm, if you remember that. And also it's revealed that Microsoft have probably invested in Cyanogen, which is a really interesting idea. If Microsoft are pushing forward with Cyanogen, and if Cyanogen have a strong partnership with Microsoft, then, you know, what does that mean for the future of Windows Phone? And all these sorts of things are very interesting. Possibly it's just Microsoft trying to keep their eye on the competition, but who knows. So in light of all that, the big issue that Cyanogen mods still have is with Google services. In fact, if you know your history of Cyanogen mod, not Cyanogen Inc., way back when there was still just this open source project, they almost stopped using Google services at one point. This was when Google came out with its open handset alliance agreement and forced certain regulations upon mods and OEMs, which they had to abide by if they wanted to include the Google apps, such as Google Play Store, Gmail, and other Google Maps and other important apps. And at the time, it looked like Cyanogen might not be able to have those apps. They might have to go a different route, but eventually a deal was brokered and Cyanogen Mod, the open source project, continued to use the Google apps. Well, this is a step away from that. Boxer is a third-party email client, and they have announced that they are partnering with Cyanogen Mod to produce a premium version of Boxer with a material design that will only be on Cyanogen Mod 12. This is a big step forward. It's a big service which they'd need to replace to be able to have a rival to Google services. But there are still some other key services there. The App Store and Maps, I would even hesitate to say. A rival to Google Maps would be a vital service that they would need to integrate to have a full OS that could challenge Android, stock Android. It's interesting to think about, considering Microsoft have invested in Cyanogen, that they're not using Microsoft have probably invested. It's all not 100% clear, not disclosed at least. Microsoft bought a company who make a third-party email app, which has now become, of course, Microsoft Outlook Preview. And yet they're going for a different apps. Shed some light on the Microsoft deal. Perhaps it's not as significant as some people hope or think it might be. But still, it's an interesting sign for the future of CyanogenMod if they're really going to try and go this extra way, and it's a separate way, and it's an important step for them. Well, there you have it, the four stories of the day. CyanogenMod partnering with Boxer, a step away from Google. The new Google Play app has a new search bar. There's the new Google Store for your place to buy all your Google products and hardware. And a new Google Chromebook Pixel has come out with some high, high spec. I'll see you again tomorrow. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please go to iTunes and give us a little review. It'll really help us out. But until tomorrow, have a great evening and stay up to date with the news.